Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So episode 45.
Michael Jordan.
Hey, that's right. Michael Jordan wore 45. He played for the White Sox?
No, when he retired.
Okay.
They retired his 23 jersey.
Oh, right.
And then he came back, and instead of wearing 23, he wore the 45.
That's right. That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I used to be a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
And now I don't watch basketball at all.
Steph Curry hit a shot last night, apparently.
That was good. I saw that.
Yeah.
But, Dad, basketball does nothing for me anymore.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here.
It's all about their bloody sneaker deal.
Yeah.
Back when Jordan played, it was just about winning championships.
Oh, totally.
I get the feeling that those guys don't care anymore.
Yeah. Cool. So what have you been up to since the last episode?
Fuck the Oscars.
That's right. They're on right now. And we're recording a podcast instead.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of it. It's kind of funny seeing Sty Stallone lose to Mark Rylance.
That's hilarious.
That was awesome.
Film Twitter got mad about that.
They sure did. Joshua Oppenheimer lost for The Look of Silence for best documentary. And,
yeah, that's sad.
And Team Green Screen, when we were watching it here, got a little angry about that.
Yeah. That's total bunk, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to think of some stupid joke about how not enough people died to make, the making of The Look of Silence, because nice. Amy died and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. The documentary Amy won because people probably saw it on the ballot and were like, oh, I know who she is.
I know who she is.
There's my vote. Another favorite of ours, World of Tomorrow, lost.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Which is stupid. Yes. I haven't seen any of them except for that one, so kind of hard to say, but World of Tomorrow is awesome.
Yeah.
So
next level stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck the Oscars.
Fuck the Oscars.
We recorded an episode a couple of years ago, and we planned on doing it every year, but we kind of just don't give a shit about the Oscars. So to pay it any more attention than 2 or 3 minutes for us is just a waste of time.
It was just us being really negative for an hour.
Yeah, totally.
It wasn't very fun.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
It was really hard to record.
It was.
Yeah. Manchester United beat the Arsenal Gunners today 3-2.
That's pretty huge.
Bringing my spirits back up because United really sucks.
They do.
Yeah.
Louis van Gaal took quite a nice bail in the game.
Yeah, it was a really good game. I was quite happy with that. I cut the cord. I have an HD antenna now.
That's pretty cool. How's that working out?
It's good. It's mounted on my wall. It's the size of a piece of paper and as thin as a piece of paper.
Wow.
And it picks up like 6 channels.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
All the networks that I need. I'm loving it. If I need something else, I'll stream it.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, I've got really not much to talk about other than I read that book, Hold the Dark. A24 has the rights to that film, and they've hired Macon Blair and Jeremy Solner for the adaptation. Those names may sound familiar. They did Murder Party, Blue Ruin, and Green Room, which comes out next month. This movie is... The adaptation is going to be badass. It's probably going to be more hardcore, more violent than Green Room.
Which is funny, because Green Room is really brutal at times.
Yeah, it's crazy. But this one's just a story about a hunter who gets tasked with going up to some small Alaskan village to find some wolves that snatched up some children. And because out in that land, things are desperate, even for wolves. So the thing is, it takes a lot of twists and turns. Really, really amazing characters. I can't wait for that adaptation. It's going to be really cool.
Sounds like a shitty Revenant. I don't want to see it.
Shitty Revenant, yeah. I'm sure they'll probably include some of that in like the marketing of the film, because it is going to be cold and gross. Who knows? We'll see.
It's a shitty Revenant. Bill Harris, Green Screen of Death.
That's right. Otherwise, I didn't really have much else going on.
Nice.
I'm okay with that.
Nothing wrong with taking a little time and just chilling, man.
Chill out.
Yeah.
That's right. You ready for some rant action?
For sure.
All right. I'll let you get into it first. I need a moment to prepare.
You need a moment? Well, all right. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll go. On Friday night or Thursday night at midnight, I wanted to watch the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon sequel on Netflix because it was posted at midnight. I'm like, cool, I'll check it out. I never sleep. So, boot my PS4 up, open Netflix, go to it. It says English and Chinese available. I'm like, sweet, no dub. I hate dubs. Don't know about you. I want original language, baby.
Me too.
So I go to like the languages and all that. It's all English.
That's right.
I'm like, okay. There's like Italian and some other thing there too. I'm like French and a bunch of other stuff. I'm like, it says Chinese. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's just not there.
Yeah. It's not an option.
It's not. That sucks.
It is. It does suck.
And before you say, well, maybe there's no Chinese edition, it opened theatrically in China and it's already made like $30 million.
That's right.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's just not there.
I refuse to watch it until they make that available.
Original language only. I don't watch dubs. So fuck you, Netflix.
Yeah, fuck you, Netflix.
You bought the film, show it in its original language, or don't show it at all.
Exactly.
Or give me the option. Rant over.
Good rant, man. I totally agree with you. It's a shame. We watched The Wind Rises in English. That was just the worst idea of all time.
Yeah, if it's available. I don't like catering to stupid people.
That's exactly what it is.
That's, yeah. Dubs are for stupid people. Oh my God, I don't want to read.
Ugh. Okay, so my rant is about the term overhype. We heard this a lot when The Witch hit theaters. Lots of people were like, oh, it's so overhyped, and you guys overhyped it. For any moviegoer who attends festivals, whether you're a critic or everyday moviegoer, a lot of these smaller films don't have a marketing budget of the big studio films. And The Witch is an outstanding film. We're going to review it very shortly, and we'll support our discussion and argument that it's a great film. When people say it's overhyped and they get all pissed off at the people who enjoyed it first, I think that's major bullshit. If you're going to let me influence your movie experience, you're doing it all wrong, and you're a moron. You should just stop watching movies. And that's my rant about people who are stupid.
What he said.
Yeah. With that in mind, are you ready for some review action?
My screening of The Witch.
Oh, dude.
Was just full of hate.
Was it?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
God.
Man.
People hated that film.
Really?
And it's like they thought it was going to be a Freddy Krueger film or something. And I'm like, you obviously saw the commercial.
Yeah.
Because you didn't just randomly come here.
Yeah.
You would have saw Deadpool instead.
Exactly.
You thought it was a horror film. Ha 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 ha. I feel good about it.
Oh, good.
Fuck them all, right?
Exactly. That's what I say.
Yeah. Overhype or what? You know, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You deserve what you get.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right on. Well, with all right. Well, with that precursor, let's talk about The Witch.
I have come to steal you, clackety clackety. Black Philip, if you are wicked,
does he really speak to thee?
We are your servants. We are his men. Black Philip keeps the lines from the line.
This is not so.
All right, The Witch. What did IMDb have to say about The Witch?
Or is it the Vitch?
It's The Witch.
Okay. Somebody asked me that, and I'm like, I think that's like some sort of like old school spelling technique or something.
Yeah, they didn't have a W back then and that.
Okay.
Something like that.
The Vitch.
That's right.
Doesn't quite have the ring to it. So, directed by Robert Eggers, a family in the 1630s New England is torn apart by forces of witchcraft, black magic, and that almost seems like a spoiler to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, IMDb.
Yeah. So, yeah, this movie, totally badass, right?
Oh, it's completely badass. And this bastard over here had already seen it twice.
Yeah. And I've seen it four times in total so
dude,
far.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. Opening night, I went to see it again. Loved it all over again. And saw it again a few nights ago. So.
I went to a bunch of film fests last year. And every film fest, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to program The Witch. None of them did.
Yeah, that's too bad, man.
Meanwhile, the Fantastic Fest lineup comes out and there's the witch. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Then Adrian saw it twice.
I did.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And I try to avoid seeing a film twice at a festival, but it's just that good. I wanted to see it with a bunch of other film fans. So, cause I knew that this would be the kind of film that would get a lot of people upset.
Yeah. Like the hardcores, the hardcores, man. Yeah. Damn, man. This is a film.
It is.
Holy shit. This one rocked me to my core.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I expected greatness and this one really delivered. And I'm super happy about that. Cause, it's not overhype. When I hear about really cool films at film fests, my overhype machine is bigger than anything that anybody else can say. I overhype everything in my head.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this film for over a year. My expectations were super high. It was met. Such a great film.
Right on, dude.
Such a great film. Can I say something really controversial?
Do it. That's what we're all about.
This film, no spoilers, is a better origin story than Deadpool.
Oh, it's better than all of the stupid superhero movie origin stories.
And yes, people, I feel this movie is an origin story for a certain character in the film.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does what Deadpool didn't. This told a story.
It did. And totally.
Man, is this story, if you pay attention to it, it is greatness. If you're a sheep and you go and see the film and you're expecting Friday the 13th, part 12.
Paranormal Activity 13. Yeah,
this is not your film. Too bad for you guys.
Yeah.
I think it's genius.
Yeah, I feel really bad for the people who don't enjoy it because they just, like this film, it just feels so authentic down to the wardrobe, to their old English language and the folklore. It all feels real. It feels like we're watching a witch documentary. I made a joke on Twitter the other day. I was like, I'm calling bullshit if The Witch doesn't win best documentary next year.
The thing I really like about the film, obviously, like the sets and everything, because supposedly Eggers is a complete like perfectionist.
Oh yeah, I think that's what he got his start in, with set design.
Yeah, I like the fact that I've talked to like five different people who like this film and they all have a different interpretation of the film.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I said to a friend of mine that I thought it was an origin story. Like, she had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
She didn't see that.
Oh, really?
And that's cool.
Yeah.
We all have different thoughts about the film. Like, did this person do this? Or what happened here?
Yeah.
Or what about that ending? Or, you know, cool things like that.
Yeah.
I also like the fact that it's all about stupid evil people being just completely destroyed by evil.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what the whole film is about.
Yeah.
If you don't get that, and always the people at my screening hated this film. They didn't get this film at all.
Yeah.
But that's the bottom line of this film is just stupid people getting destroyed by evil.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I love about it, how it holds a mirror up to Christian fanatics, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
These people are maybe not as honest and as they're not as faithful to their religion and to each other and to themselves as they would like to believe. Pretty much every single character is guilty of one or many sins. I love the way it's revealed, how you learn these things, and just how watching it all unravel was just so much fun.
Do you know what else is also a main character in this film?
What's that?
Puberty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about that. And I thought that was really interesting how there's two teenagers in the movie, a male and a female, and that's their problem.
Oh, yeah.
They're totally growing up.
Yeah.
And their weird urges screw them over.
Totally.
It's really great stuff. Female empowerment. It's all here, man. This is the complete package.
Oh yeah.
This is the real deal.
Yeah.
And it's not a horror film. It's just a creepy film.
Yeah.
It didn't scare me at all. It's just like, wow, I feel really kind of gross watching this. And that's cool.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
I say what you will about like maybe like the Babadook.
Right.
I didn't find that really scary.
Yeah.
Same here. Moments, but this one creeped me out, man. I felt gross after it.
Totally.
I need a shower.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely have, wouldn't say I've had nightmares, but I've definitely lost sleep over this film. I'll wake up and I'll think of images from the film. And if you've seen it, you know which images I'm talking about. There's some stuff that unfolds in the latter half of the film that just got right to me, man, and just like destroyed my soul. And I was just watching it and I didn't know if I should be grossed out or laughing. So I did kind of both. I think a little bit of giggling and laughing for me was almost like a self-defense while watching the film.
When you're walking to work, do you turn around the corner and there's like a brown rabbit just staring at you?
Oh, that's right. Like a total freak.
Oh my God. That rabbit and Black Phillip.
Yeah.
Are like super scary. Yeah.
You never realize how scary it could be just zooming in on an animal's face. But you throw in that score, the score in the film is just haunting stuff. And a lot of people have said this, and I'll repeat it here because it's praise and it kind of gives you an idea of what you're getting into. It feels like it's from a Stanley Kubrick kind of score, just the way it gets under your skin and just settles into the darkest corners of my soul. The it was beautiful.
Comparisons to The Shining, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
It's way more in depth than The Shining. There's right. way more going on. The Shining has got some stuff in it, but it's pretty straightforward. This is not a straightforward film.
No.
You know, Robert Eggers is a really good director, but he's no Stanley Kubrick, so let's not go there.
Yeah.
But it's still a really amazingly well-made movie. Shot-wise, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, don't call him Stanley Kubrick.
No, I didn't want to hint at that. I just meant in terms of the score,
yeah,
the use of score. There are tiny, similar little similarities, but no. Comparing filmmakers to past filmmakers is something I try to steer clear of as well, because you know they're their own voice. I don't think I'd take that as a compliment if somebody was like, you're like so-and-so. I'm like, well, what about me? You know, that's my voice.
The funny thing is that Stephen King really hated The Shining movie.
Oh, he did? Yeah, that's right.
He hated it. And he loves The Witch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter, and he loves The Witch.
Well, that's cool.
Which is really cool.
Right on.
It only made $9 million opening weekend.
That's right.
But at the same time, this film probably shouldn't have gone wide.
It's
kind of an art house film.
It is.
So for $9 million, they paid $1 million for it.
Yeah.
So it's already made money. That's pretty cool.
It is.
I was kind of hoping for 20, mm-hmm. just to like, you know, say fuck you to everybody.
Yeah.
But no, that's still not bad.
Yeah. I think that's one of their biggest openings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's awesome. But yeah, definitely was hoping for more, because you get bad movies like The Purge that get like $80 million opening weekend. It's like, what the fuck?
I finally saw that new Purge trailer.
Oh.
What is that? What is that?
So bad. Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
We'll be there opening night. I will.
Yeah.
I'll take one for the team.
I think you might have to take one for the team. I saw Gods of Egypt. So.
Oh, crap. That sucks.
Yeah. It's end of February, but that's the best film of the year so far.
So
right?
far.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it's out of my favorite films of the year. I can't stop thinking about it. I've seen it 4 times.
Really like for that to be in my top 10 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
That'd be really sweet.
Yeah. I know it's way too early to talk about that, but it's that good. It's one of those movies.
I know Batman versus Superman is obviously going to outdo it, but.
Oh, totally. The R-rated cut.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk really quickly about the cast. I didn't write any names down. But it's pretty cool that they built a time machine and brought them from 1600s New England to film this movie. Because these people were from that era, right?
Yeah. They were really authentic.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah. The lead actor, the head of the house, he's just a force. And he's not that great of a father.
No. I think I read somewhere that both the mother and the father have been on Game of Thrones.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mother was, what's her name's sister?
Wow. What's the Stark? Mama Stark. We'll call her that.
Mama Stark. Mama Stark's sister.
Nice. Oh, Catelyn. I actually do remember that now. Now that you,
she was crazy in that one.
Yeah, she was totally crazy.
She's crazy in this movie.
Did she get thrown off that like hole cliff thing?
Yeah, that was her.
Yeah, I remember that. Sorry if that was a spoiler of Game of Thrones. But if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, f*** you. Like.
Yeah, why are you listening?
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't find a false note in the casting. And there's, four child actors that all take turns taking center stage in this film. They do an outstanding job.
The girl, his name is Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah, that's
She's
right.
She's really good.
She's so good.
The twins in one scene pissed me off.
Oh, really? I liked them through the whole thing.
A scene where they had to act like they were... Something was happening to them. I'm trying to be very spoiler-rific. Yeah.
You didn't like that, eh?
It felt really odd to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And that was a very challenging scene, like, for anybody. But, I thought they did a great job.
Is it wrong? we're still talking in spoiler territory here, but I'm going to be really vague. During that scene, when something happened, was it really bad that I had to have this childish grin on my face and I was like giggling?
Not at all, dude.
Evil fuck, man.
Yeah, that's the thing about this movie, is it kind of makes a case for the side of evil when there's so many movies where you get like people doing good deeds and doing God's work. This is kind of the opposite of that.
I think I remember right after I saw it, I texted you and I'm like, bring us your virgins.
That's right. And I wanted to say one more silly thing that I said on Twitter last week or the week before. I was like comparing, contrasting two movies, totally different, of course. The Blair Witch Project is the kind of movie that made me afraid to go into the woods, but The Witch is the kind of movie that makes me want to get lost in the woods. make of that what you will.
5 out of 5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 5 out of 5 for me as well.
Yeah. It's a beauty, man.
Outstanding film. Yeah. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, go out, see it, support it. It's really, really good.
Support it, but I really want the Blu-ray, so maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah, so we can get the Blu-ray sooner. That's right.
That's terrible to say. They've already made money.
Oh, yeah. They've made enough. Come on. Don't be greedy.
I want the Blu-ray.
That's right. Do you have any closing thoughts on The Witch?
Not really, man.
Cool.
We're pretty early in the year for a 5-star film.
Oh, yeah.
This doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No.
Beautiful.
Right on, dude. Yeah. Glad you liked it.
Yeah. My expectations were huge.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even funny.
That's right.
Hit every note, man.
Right on,
every
dude.
Note.
Right on.
Beautiful.
Cool. All right, so that's The Witch. Go see it. Damn you. All right, so let's talk about the next movie, Eddie the Eagle.
So is this the bit where you say I told you so?
No, this is where I say that without the booze, I wouldn't even have the guts to do that jump. As your coach, I think you're crazy.
I don't know what I was thinking.
But as your friend, I say you gotta do it. This is your moment.
I need a practice jump.
What do you need to know you don't know already? It's higher than you jumped before. You're gonna go faster than you've ever gone before. You're gonna fly farther than your tiny little brain can handle, but... just a jump. Yeah, simple.
All right, so Eddie the Eagle, why don't you tell us, what's that movie all about?
It's the story of Eddie Edwards, the notoriously tenacious British ski jumper who charmed the world at the 1988 Calgary Winter Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay, so I got a trivia question for you.
Sure.
Ready for this one?
Yeah.
I just do this weird shit out of the blue, and Adrian right. has no idea.
Bring it on.
It's directed by Dexter Fletcher.
Okay.
Do you know who Dexter Fletcher is? And what was his debut film?
Oh, man.
That he acted in.
Acted in? I was going to guess something about Doctor Who, but you said movie. No clue, man. You got me.
He was Soap in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. He was the...
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, he directed this movie.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, there's the Matthew Vaughn connection. Matthew Vaughn was Guy Ritchie's second.
That's right.
And then he became his own guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Because he's given Dexter Fletcher a chance now, because this is a Matthew Vaughn film.
That's super cool.
He produced it. So.
Yeah, I saw his name, and I was like, I wonder what's going on there.
So this was surprising.
It was. I didn't know what to expect.
It's a lovely little film.
It is. Yeah. It's really charming.
And I don't know about you, but I know what you think. I hate biopics as much as you hate biopics.
Same here, yeah.
Because it's always like greatest hits package.
Oh, yeah.
They picked one thing here. like 5 minutes of him growing into like his adulthood, showing his backstory, and then the rest of it is just him training for the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, that prologue was covered everything.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
5 minutes long.
Yeah. It's like, more like that, please.
Yeah, that could have been like straight out of Compton, man. He could have had like 5 minutes, which was the first hour of the film.
Yeah.
And then you didn't have to gloss over all the good stuff.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Man, what's this kid's name? Taron Egerton?
Yeah.
He is so good in this.
Yeah. He's got this weird facial expression the whole film. And I thought, wow, that's a really weird looking facial expression. And then you saw a picture of Eddie the Eagle in the credits. I'm like, oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, he really committed to that character. And man, he did a really great job. Like, I took Sarah to see it. Her heart was melting the whole time. And so was mine. He's such a likable character. And Edgerton is just, he's endearing in this film.
Yeah, Edgerton's from Kingsman, if you haven't seen that film. And damn you if you haven't, where he plays like a total suave dude. Like, he's like a James Bond character. In this film, he looks really dumpy.
Yeah.
And you think he's like this weird nerd guy. And he takes his shirt off and he's still cut. And I was just like, okay, he's not as dumpy as I thought he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Hugh Jackman's also in this film.
Yeah.
Also very good.
Yeah. It looks like he's just having a ton of fun in this movie.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with him, because I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to get here. Am I going to get another Wolverine performance here? But no, he was really good.
Yeah, heart and soul of these films to me is, I have to care about the character, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I cared about Eddie Edwards 2 minutes into the film.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a weird kid who wanted to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I don't know if you could relate to it, but I remember as a little kid thinking that was the coolest thing, watching the Olympics and wanting to be there. But this kid took it to the extreme, right?
Yeah, he kept on like switching events.
That's right.
And I don't think it snows a lot in England, so they had this weird like skiing with carpet.
Yeah, that's right.
It was really strange. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
So yeah, they would ski on this like giant carpet mountain.
Yeah.
And he tried to make the ski team and failed. Yeah. And he was going to quit doing everything. And then he was taking down a poster on his wall and he saw ski jumping.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he decides he's going to go to Germany to try to train without anybody helping him.
Yeah, nobody wanted to help him.
And he's just the most fearless dude in the world. And it's so infectious. Like, he's just like, I'm going to try that one. And it's only 15 meters.
Yeah.
And he does it the first time. He's like, okay, that's cool. I'm going to go to the 40 meter one.
Yeah, that's right.
And he bails really bad.
Wipes out big time.
And all he can think about is, when can I do it again?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so great.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Really watchable film, man.
Super watchable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I really enjoyed about it, and you'll have to let me know, because I was curious what you thought about this. The way they portrayed the speed and the height of the jumps made me a little nervous as he was climbing the stairs and as he's going down the hill. I was just like, ooh, that's really effective.
It also didn't help that I said this last show. I didn't remember if he made the jump.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I thought made the film even better.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't have a clue what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was great. I love the way they shot people flying through the air. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And there was a really heartfelt moment between Eddie and this finished ski jumper in an elevator.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was a really amazing scene.
That was awesome.
It was just like, wow, this is so better than people are going to think it's going to be. Like,
exactly.
This is really watchable stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is a February movie.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? We got the witch and we got Eddie the Eagle. It's just like, this is like riches, man.
this is February jackpot is what it is.
We're never going to get this again.
That's right.
Soak this up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. And just, it's funny. It's charming. It's lovable. And who doesn't love an underdog story, right?
He is the ultimate underdog too.
Totally.
Everybody tells him he sucks.
The Olympic Committee, they don't want him. His father tells him repeatedly he's going to fail.
The entire English Olympic team, like, haze him.
Oh, it's brutal. It's
sad. And he just keeps on trying. It's a great story, man. I love this movie.
What I really enjoyed about it is there was room for them to point and laugh at the guy, but they never did that in the film. It was never, a joke. We were just in on the fun and the inspiration of what he did. So that was really exciting for me.
What would you rate this one?
Man, that's tough.
4.5 out of 5 from Bill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd give it about a 4 out of 5, I'd say. Yeah.
I liked it a little more.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I was just more, I tell you the truth, I was really surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good. I love being surprised, man.
Totally.
Yeah. If I think something's going to suck or not be like great and it is great, I have no problem giving it a high rating. I really don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm here to tell people to go and see this film.
Yeah.
And if I say it's a good rating, then, you know, all power to me because I'm awesome. But,
that's right. Exactly. Right on.
But yeah. I love it, man.
Yeah, Eddie the Eagle, go see it, Dan.
I remember
go
the last time we film. Had like two really like slam dunk films, maybe in December. And,
December,
like,
November, but yeah,
this is so early in the year.
It's been a while.
It's usually like shitty horror film, and
yeah.
Don't worry,
yeah,
we have a shitty one coming up.
We have a shitty one coming up. Speaking of shitty, David Ayer made it. Oh wait, no, John Hillcoat made a new film, and it's called 999.
What are you doing, man?
I could ask you the same thing.
Well, I didn't throw a guy on the ground and try to incite a riot.
He was running his mouth. You didn't hear him.
Running his mouth. Would he hurt your feelings? It's the streets. That's what people do.
No,
do you even know who that is?
That was obstruction. Oh. He's getting in the way of my investigation.
Get out of school, man. It ain't no obstruction up here. That's Luis Pinto. He's a Mara Salvatrucha lieutenant. You think somebody gonna talk now?
Oh, he was a lieutenant?
Yeah.
I didn't realize. Well, I'll just go apologize to him then.
This ain't a game, Chris. The rules around here different. This ain't Buckhead, all right? So you better learn fast.
All right, so 999. What's this movie all about, Bill?
A gang of criminals and corrupt cops plan the murder of a police officer in an order to pull off their biggest heist yet. John fucking Hillcoat.
Yeah, John Hillcoat. Remind the listeners, what's he done in the past?
A really amazing Western called The Proposition.
Okay.
Yeah. And a really great movie called The Road.
The Road.
The Road is so good.
Yeah.
That's like my number two movie of that year.
Nice.
I love that film.
It's great.
Yeah.
999 is not great.
I saw John Hillcoat's name and I automatically assumed it would be good. And this movie is just complete garbage. Garbage.
It's garbage.
And listen to this cast. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Damn.
Casey Affleck. Anthony Mackie. Woody Harrelson. Aaron Paul. Kate Winslet. Gal Gadot. Norman Reedus. Teresa Palmer. Michael Kenneth Williams. Omar Cummanyo.
That's right.
And Clifton Collins Jr.
Wow.
How does this movie suck?
I'll tell you how it sucks. The studio was like, yo, we got this script. You know David Ayer? Go make a David Ayer film. Okay, here's the David Ayer checklist for those of you who... What does David Ayer did? He wrote Training Day. He did Fury.
Yeah. He's the director of Suicide Squad, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So that... I usually don't mind his films.
Yeah, he's done a lot of LA-based stuff, but it's like they had a David Ayer code book checklist. You have to include some Latin gangs with lots of tattoos, some guns,
essay,
some guns, bros, crooked cops, good cops, and only use women when it involves violence against women. So there you go. There's your playbook, John Hillcoat. Go make a movie.
I didn't care about anybody in this film. They're all just supposed to be badasses. And
yeah.
There's like no redeeming quality at all. So you don't latch on to anybody. And the plot's just so stupid and paper thin that it doesn't help either.
Yeah.
And like 20 minutes in, I'm just like, oh, Adrian told me this sucked. Why am I watching this?
Yeah. How about Kate Winslet doing a Russian accent? What was with that?
Better than her accent in Steve Jobs.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
and her hair is like poofed out, and she's supposed to be like some sort of Russian Jew bride.
Yeah.
Like,
Didn't work.
I hope she got paid.
That's right.
Chewy Ejiofor.
Yeah, Ejiofor. They managed to make him like really just boring in this.
He likes to yell a lot in front of his kid, which I found really weird.
Yeah, what was with that?
I don't get it. The only person that looks like he's having a little bit of fun in this film is Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just, you know, playing goofy Woody Harrelson. But oh, this is a terrible film.
It is.
There's nothing good about this.
Yeah. And to go with my David Ayer light sort of narrative, Casey Affleck is basically Ethan Hawke in Training Day. Anthony Mackie is Denzel Washington in Training Day. That storyline just doesn't pay off. There's a sort of little bit of closure in that narrative between those two. And when that moment happens, I laughed out loud so hard. I was just like, oh my God, you went there. This is so fucking stupid. You stupid fucking movie. Wow, you just did that. Oh, I was so mad.
I was probably asleep at that point. Yeah. Can we just get a really amazing role for Casey Affleck?
He deserves better, man.
I know, like... He's in one of my favorite movies of all time, The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. I talk about that movie a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Affleck is amazing in that film.
He's great, yeah.
We also get a really good role for Aaron Paul.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to happen.
We all love Aaron Paul. He's got some, like, everybody's got that Breaking Bad love for Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
He's constantly terrible in every film he's in.
Yeah, and this one, they were like, yo, you know that thing you did with Jesse where he was on drugs and a total burnout? Just do that, which is pretty one note, which sucks because, yeah.
He also has some really weird Bieber hair going on in the film.
Oh, that's true, yeah. It's
really strange.
Yeah.
I wish better for him.
Yeah.
I think he's really good. He's so good in Breaking Bad.
He's amazing, yeah.
Norman Reedus from Walking Dead shows up in about 10 minutes and then disappears.
He was good, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Michael Kenneth Williams plays a woman.
Oh, that's right. That was amazing.
That was hilarious. Best part of the film.
And with Woody Harrelson, too. That was a good scene.
That was a good scene.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the only good scene, though.
Yeah. And I want to say one more thing, a little bit controversial. Might get me in trouble, but there was, I think, 3 or 4 names in the credits for the score. Atticus Ross did the score for 999. And an Atticus Ross score without Trent Reznor is like turkey dinner without the gravy. All of these tracks felt like discarded tracks from like The Social Network and stuff. Oh, it was frustrating.
Because they probably were.
That's true. Yeah.
Like everything in this film, half-assed.
Half-assed, recycled bullshit.
Yeah, not a good film, man.
It's terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Like 1.5 out of 5, maybe 2 if I'm feeling nice.
Oh.
If I'm feeling nice, yeah, but I don't know if I'm feeling nice.
Yeah. I'd probably go 1. Like
felt like plaque on my teeth, man. Just need to get rid of this shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Go wash our mouth out with some scope.
Yeah.
I did like the opening heist, though. The opening heist was kind of cool. But that's a fucking layup, though. That's easy to hit.
Yeah, it's a heist. Didn't do much for me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Same here. Well, I don't think we have to talk much more about 999.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, man.
Yeah.
Especially this time of the
That's
year.
That's right. That wraps it up for 999 and our main reviews. Let's move on to our next section, the movie club. This is where each episode Bill gives us something to watch. It's always something I haven't seen before. So for this episode, he chose In the Loop. Why don't you tell our listeners more about that film and let's talk about it.
Still really weird that I haven't hit a film that you've actually seen yet.
I know, it's crazy.
It's really weird. So yeah, In the Loop from Armando Iannucci, the creator of The Thick of It and Veep.
Veep is awesome.
Both shows are very the same. The Thick of It has Malcolm Tucker as the main character.
Oh, no way. Really? Yeah. Wow.
A political satire about a group of skeptical American and British operatives attempting to prevent war between the two countries. And man, do they go at it.
Oh, they do.
With every swear word you've ever heard in your life, plus 1,000 more.
Oh, totally. Ones you haven't heard of or thought of.
This is a rude film.
It is. It really is.
Did you dig it?
I love this film.
So good.
So funny. For the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 days, I've been a little bit more, what's the word?
Coarse.
I've been a little bit more coarse when I insult my wife and my cat. I won't say what I call them, but I'm hoping it slows down after a little bit.
On your way out the door, did you say fuckity bye?
Oh, totally. Fuckity bye. Oh, man.
Just the most inventive swearing. It all just makes sense.
Oh, totally.
It's a really amazingly well-written script for being so bloody foul.
Yeah.
It just really works.
Yeah. There's a bit where, was it Peter Capaldi was like, white stripes, out of here. And there's three of them, and they start walking out. He's like, not you. There's only two in white stripes. It's like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. In the opening scene of the film, he walks into the office and it's like, oh, how'd your sports team do on the weekend? He's like, oh, we did okay. He's like, and the guy walks away. He's like, fucking wanker. Oh,
yeah. That's right. Yeah, so good.
He's just, he knows he has to talk to the person, but he just fucking hates doing it.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. He basically insults everybody he runs into.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And he is just like the most grumpy, mean person in the world. People hate him.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love, there's a bit where James Gandolfini's character, rest in peace, he asks him, have you ever killed anybody? He's like, no, I prefer to maim them. It's like, yeah, that's what he does.
The Capaldi-Gandolfini scene, the confrontation, is epic.
It is.
So good. It
really is.
Just insults after insult insult, and they're just going at it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So Peter Capaldi now plays Doctor Who,
which is
almost a children's show.
Totally.
And I think if anybody who watches Doctor Who watched this film, they would have a coronary.
Oh, totally.
Capaldi is nuts in this film.
Yeah.
And he's so straight-laced on Doctor Who.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's hilarious. Like, Sarah, she watched a little bit of it because I watched it kind of late and she went to sleep. She was like, hey, that's Doctor Who. I was like, yeah, that's Doctor Who, swearing at everybody.
My favorite scene in the film is when they go to that club and all the White House staff are moshing to that like death metal band.
Death metal, yeah.
The total like death metal.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. Oh, so funny.
Yeah, I think Iannucci's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a really great film.
Totally.
Super glad you liked it. I didn't know. Yeah. It's one of those films, I'm not really sure if you're into like political satire, so I didn't really quite know if you would like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you did, man.
Yeah, it's right along for the ride.
Sweet.
And, you know, who knew that calling somebody Love Actually would be such a funny insult? It's like, what did he say? Shut it, Love Actually.
Yeah.
So good. What else was used as kind of a funny insult? There was Ron Weasley. Just tons of funny little insults in there.
What are you supposed to do? Fuck off.
Oh.
Oh, yes. You will go far.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Right after he called him fetus boy.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Oh, it's a great film.
Yeah. So funny.
I watched it this morning and I was just laughing like a madman.
Nice.
I didn't see it in a couple of years and I think it's so great.
Yeah. It's outstanding stuff. Yeah. Definitely glad I finally watched it.
Cool, man.
Yeah. So, do you have anything else for In the Loop?
No, man. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely recommend it to anybody who needs a good laugh. It is so funny.
And you know, coming up to like the U.S. elections and all that shit.
Totally relevant, yeah.
Totally relevant.
Yeah.
And yeah, rest in peace, James Gandolfini. He is great in this film.
Yeah, he was really, really good.
Yeah.
He was always really good. Cool. So, what do you have for us for the next show?
So I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of days ago about the show. He started listening. He said something really profound to me. Bill, you're a Canadian. Why have you never had a Canadian film and movie club?
Ah.
And I'm like, that's a good question, sir. I have no idea what that answer is.
That's a good question.
So I thought about it, and I'm like, well, he's already seen Mommy.
That's right.
Fuck it. We'll do my favorite Canadian film of all time. This episode's movie club from 2003, The Barbarian Invasions.
Oh, haven't seen it. No.
Denis Arcand.
Okay.
Winner of the best foreign film that year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bring a box of Kleenex.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
That was the opening gala, my first full year of the Vancouver International Film Festival.
Oh, wicked, dude.
Yeah, so it's got a little bit of special significance to me.
Right on.
And as I said, I think it's the best Canadian film ever made.
Wicked.
So
can't wait.
Yeah. I had another film in mind. I'm going to keep it in the vault for future reference.
Yeah.
found out I didn't have a copy of it, and I totally thought I did, which kind of sucks, but there you go. Barbarian Invasions.
Awesome, dude. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to join us, watch this film by March 13th. Send us a message on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll read them on the show. We've had people in the past chime in, and last week we had my brother Kyle and Will Lindis from Movie Bears Podcast join us. That's a lot of fun.
So, Barbarian Invasions is on Netflix USA, but not on Netflix Canada.
Oh, that's so weird.
So stupid.
Cool, man. Thanks for that. So, yeah, March 13th. Watch it by then. Send us your thoughts. We'll read it on the next episode.
Cool.
All right, so let's move on to our next section, the lightning round. This is where we just briefly talk about other movies we've watched in the last 2 weeks. I'll start us off this time. My list is very short here. Mostly rewatches. Remember M. Night Shyamalan when he came out? He was on fire. He did Unbreakable. And I rewatched that and loved it all over again until the final 10 seconds of the movie where he just totally unfolds everything he just did.
It's so funny, too, because you texted me. You're like, yeah, dude, I'm watching Unbreakable. I'm like, ooh, watch out for that ending.
Yeah.
And you had forgotten about it.
I totally forgot about it. But yeah, he put some texts on the screen for what happens after the movie ends. I was just like, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh,
just ruins it.
You're the chosen one. It's Unbreakable. Turn it off, 10 seconds before it ends.
Yeah. Still a good movie. I really like that
film. I love it. It's so good. I rewatched the Lego movie, which was very funny, but after the first or second viewing, it kind of loses its fun because you know all the beats, and half the fun of Lego movie was just being like, what the fuck am I watching? This is hilarious.
Everything is okay.
That's right. Yeah. And I watched a movie called Man Up. It has Simon Pegg and Lake Bell. It's every English rom-com ever. The weird thing is, though, like Lake Bell, she went full English accent. At first, I thought she was just joking around, but I was like, oh, right. Well, she's really good with her voice, and she is convincing. But I know how she talks, so it was weird. It was distracting to me. But it was an enjoyable movie. For a 99-cent rental, I can't really complain that much.
As a man, can you tell me the hotness factor on Lake Bell, who is a really good-looking woman, talking with a British accent?
Yeah, it was pretty nice, I gotta say. There were times where I was like, oh yeah, I can picture that. All right. Pictures in my head. Rewatched Her, Love It All Over Again, Spike Jonze film.
I think I need to rewatch that. I haven't seen that.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen it since it opened.
Oh, really?
I know. Dude, I watched it twice when it opened, and I don't think I watched it since.
Ah. Outstanding stuff. Just everything to it. I love it all over again. And then speaking of love, I watched a few episodes of that new Netflix show, Love. What's her name? Jillian Jacobs?
Yeah.
And some nerd who's in the show. Produced by Judd Apatow. So, of course, one of Judd Apatow's daughters shows up and ruins episode 3, which really turned me off, but I guess that's part of his thing. Every project he does, he has to put in his stupid daughters who can't act.
just destroying Judd Apatow here.
I love the guy, but his movies are too long and his daughters can't act. They're not actresses.
Nice.
And that's my lightning round.
I watched the first episode, and Jillian Jacobs is way too hot for that nerd dude.
Totally.
It felt weird. Done. All right, so I watched a few things. I watched a documentary by Spike Lee on Michael Jackson called Journey from Motown to Off the Wall. Pretty interesting stuff, actually.
Oh, cool.
I didn't really know a lot about Michael Jackson, you know, other than, you know, he might have allegedly touched kids. He was in the Jackson 5. We all knew that. The Jackson 5 were like a weird little thing. They were on Motown when they hit puberty. Everything kind of went weird, and Motown didn't want them anymore.
Oh, wow. Because
they just weren't that. They wanted the kid band.
Yeah, that's right.
They kind of grew up and started doing disco stuff, and then Michael went on his own and put out Off the Wall. And the way Spike does it, he goes track by track.
Okay.
With people talking about the album. I thought it was really interesting.
Cool.
And Michael, you know, he thought he was a weird dude later on. He was not a weird dude this time. He was... you know, talking about music on the documentary, and I found it really interesting.
Right on.
Plus, he found a way to incorporate Eddie Murphy's imitation of Michael Jackson into it from, nice. from Eddie Murphy Delirious.
Right on.
Which is quite possibly one of the greatest things ever.
Oh, totally.
A weird little movie called Freaks of Nature, which was supposed to be a wide film, but they pulled it for some reason and put it on iTunes. It's about a society where vampires, humans, and zombies must exist with each other. Oh, and aliens invade.
Nice.
So the humans, the zombies, and the vampires have to fight the aliens.
That sounds weird.
Yeah. It's got a lot of people in it, and it's not very good.
Oh, that's too bad.
It has its moments at times, but I understand why they didn't put it out, because it's pretty generic stuff.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's on iTunes if you want to see it. Biopic Hell. I saw Rise, the Jesse Owens story. Didn't like this one at all.
Oh, brutal.
God, I hate biopics.
They're so lame.
Except for when they're, you know, Eddie the Eagle.
Hell yeah, right on.
You would hope for a better telling of this story. Like, it's a pretty cool story, but I just didn't care at all. And Jason Sudeikis sucked in it. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Gods of Egypt.
Ooh.
CG the movie. Oh, it's really bad. You thought Finest Hours had some bad 3D.
Oh, this one?
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this movie, too. Gerald Butler sucks.
Yeah, he's never been that good, though, right?
No, but it's just like his 300 character, but in a different, like, universe. That's all it is.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Hey, he was on Raw last week.
Yes! Oh, Adrian. And my last and, man, least, Cabin Fever, the remake.
Oh, no.
Oh, I liked Cabin Fever. I thought it was a good little film. It was made, what, like 10 years ago now?
Maybe even longer.
Has it?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Did it really need a remake?
Definitely not.
No, it was good enough to begin with. This one doesn't have Ryder Strong in it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, really bad film.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. Pointless.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah. And that's it.
Quick and dirty, lightning round. There's not much to watch these days.
That's
the thing. It's a tough time of the year.
I really didn't want to see Triple Nine, but there wasn't really anything else.
Yeah.
Because you weren't going to see Gods of Egypt.
Definitely not.
No.
Everybody was like, it's like Jupiter Ascending. I was like, oh, fuck you. Piss off. Calling people twats on Twitter.
In the Loop really scarred you, didn't it?
It really did. My aggro scale is just like on way up, dude.
Yeah. You know what, though? I think it gets better the next couple weeks.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What do we have coming up on the next show? Yeah,
on March 4th, did you like Olympus Has Fallen?
Oh, right. We get a new one. New
London Has Fallen.
Oh, who's Gerard Butler is in this one?
Yeah,
isn't he?
I wasn't really a fan of Olympus Has Fallen. I don't like stupid, dumb action films.
I don't even remember it.
Yeah, it was really dumb. Was Jamie Foxx in that one?
I can't remember. There was
two that were like pretty much the same film.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but I'll see it. Yeah. I actually know somebody who's seen it. They said it was actually not that bad.
Okay,
it's kind of stupid fun.
Yeah, cool.
But I usually don't like those kinds of movies, so this could be weird. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, this looks... I'm looking forward to this.
Tina Fey, yeah. It's like a war reporter.
Yeah.
Looks like it's kind of like a drama, but has comedic elements.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Liked it.
Margot Robbie's in it.
Yeah. Zootopia.
Oh, yeah.
Which I heard is really good.
Yeah. Lots of people loved it.
Yeah, so I can't wait for this one. Trailer I've seen too many times, and I don't really want to see the film now because it's overkill.
Oh, totally.
Like that little bit with the sloth better not be in the film.
Oh, I know.
I've seen that too many times.
Yeah, every time you're at the movies.
And a couple of limited films, the new Terrence Malick film, Knight of Cups. I've seen it. It's not very good.
That's too bad.
It's boring as paint drying.
Oh,
man.
Shit.
Yeah, it's really pretty though. It's a Terrence Malick film. But he lost the plot.
That's too bad.
The last two have not been good.
Yeah.
He just keeps on doing the same formula. It worked in Tree of Life. Yeah. Now it's just people dancing in fucking water and wheat with voiceovers.
Were there dinosaurs in this one?
No.
Okay.
And there's like voiceovers, people going, "Mother." Not my thing. And I love Terrence Malick.
Yeah.
And a movie we've both seen, we saw at the Whistler Film Festival, The Wave.
Oh, this movie sucks.
Needed more Wave.
Yeah, definitely did.
So much plot.
Yeah.
It's called The Wave.
Oh.
How do you screw that up?
Yeah.
Giant Wave. How did The Rock movie do it better? San Andreas.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was called San Andreas.
Exactly.
March 11th, the big one, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this.
I didn't think this was coming out that soon. Like that trailer just like hit like a month ago.
Yeah.
I thought it was like May.
Yeah. That's how it's done. Just make it, release it, let us see it, damn it.
Can't wait. Love the trailer.
Yeah.
Every time I see it, I'm like, bring it now.
Bring it on.
Yeah. The new Sacha Baron Cohen film, The Brothers Grimsey.
Oh, yeah.
Looks really bad. It's already opened in England.
Oh, it did.
It's got bad reviews there.
Oh, no way.
I haven't really been a fan of his since Borat. I thought The Dictator had a few moments.
Yeah.
I thought Bruno was awful.
Yeah.
It was a one-note thing. At least Borat was funny.
I laughed a lot during during that one.
Wow. All right. And for our U.S. friends, the Adam Egoyan film Remember is opening in the U.S. from A24.
Oh, that's right.
It's really good.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly good. And I don't really like Adam Egoyan films of late.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Cool.
Yeah. And another, last but not least, a remaster of Kelly Reichardt's first film, Rivers of Grass.
Okay.
That's a really good film, too. It's really slow. It's a Kelly Reichardt film. If you know what you get, she does the same film pretty much every time. They're really slow, really beautiful. I like them. Might not.
Cool.
Remastered. Can't beat that.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Cool, man.
So we got a couple good ones.
Awesome.
Looking forward to Zootopia, man. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm stoked for that. Just too bad it's not like hand-drawn in Japanese, but I'm just kidding.
You've become such an animation snob.
It's totally me, man. Give me Studio Ghibli or give me nothing. Cool. Well, I guess we can start to wrap up the show here.
Yeah, man.
And just wanted to remind everybody, you can find us on various platforms like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Throw us a comment, a like, subscribe. Helps us find a wider audience. We're also on Twitter. We're at @thegreen_screen. We also have a Facebook group. I post on there maybe once or twice every month. Just look us up, The Green Screen of Death. Hit like and share with your friends if they like movie podcasts. And you're on Twitter, right, Bill?
I am. It's my only thing. @soundjam69.
Cool.
I'm almost at 100 followers.
Hey, all right.
And I really don't care.
Yeah. Bill will retweet the man of the match every weekend. And once in a while, you'll post your movie reviews.
Marcus Rashford.
That's right.
That was the Man U player.
Okay, gotcha. Right on.
He had 2 goals.
All right. Nerd! Cool. And you can find me. I am @Adrian_Charlie. And thanks again for checking us out. We hope you stick around. We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.